And coming up next on the stream of Free Radio at freakradio.org, it's the Bathrob Spears Broadside Show for Thursday, December 19th, 2019. Going to be hearing some of the Poverty Pimp Special Homeless Memorial, which happened at Harvey West Park's clubhouse today at 10 o'clock. I actually recorded the whole thing, and I'm going to inflict it upon you. At least part of it will be happening today on this broadcast, and I'll probably be playing the rest on Sunday. This is partially because it does list the names of people who have died outside or were outside for a significant part of their lives and then somehow made their way into hospital facilities or were taken there. And it's about the dimensions of homeless death. And we have a whole room full of about 100 people, some of them directed to go there by what I used to call the Homeless Lack of Services Center, but now calls itself Housing Matters. I call it Housing Mutters because they talk, but what they say is irrelevant, really, to most people finding housing and takes up a lot of money. And it's a bad scene, as far as I'm concerned. It's also a gated community. It's got guards at the gates. It colludes with anti-homeless narratives outside and eliminating people who want to park nearby who are homeless and need to park their vehicles. It goes after people who are camped on the sidewalk. I mean, it varies. I mean, there's going to be plenty of people camped out there, and there have been and there was today, tents up and down Coral Street, which is the street in which the 115 Coral Street campus, they like to call themselves a campus, operates. And it includes, I think, five different services, or four, and then there's a fifth one there, too. The four are the Rebelli Family Shelter, the Paul Lee Loft, the Paige Smith Community House, Homeless Persons Health Project, and the fifth one is the River Street Shelter, which is sort of independently run. It's all under the directorship, I believe, still of Phil Kramer, who emceed this event today. Well, we'll hear more about it. We're going to begin playing some of it, and now we'll play some of it later, as I mentioned. And we'll try and put a variety of other voices forward, which you will find out about if you stay tuned.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
All right, well, I'm on the line here with Brent Adams, who is a hardworking warming center, winter storage, a variety of other programs that I guess may not be as active now as they were in the past, but I still see you on Homeless Outside in Santa Cruz now and then, and there's a bathroom task force you were operational on, not to mention you showed up at, I saw you today at the Homeless Memorial, or should I call it Poverty Pimp Central? That's my word. I don't want to interfere with your latest grant attempts.
No, I would say more of an industry meetup.
Industry meetup?
Yeah, the Homeless Memorial Industry Meetup.
But
it was mostly industry wonks, you know?
Well, you were probably one of the few homeless people there, Brent.
There was a couple. I'm housing insecure. I do sleep sheltered out of the weather, but I don't have a traditional housing at all.
Right, and you have been frequently outside in the past. There were a few homeless people there. Mostly they passed by and kind of looked in and kept going. And, of course, the whole place was filled up. I found this later by talking to some folks informally, not a lot, but they were directed to come there by Housing Mutters Master, as I call their Housing Matters group, Phil Kramer. You know, apparently they were all, you know, kind of herded in there, or maybe they were advised to go there. It sounded like it was an assignment, at least for at least one guy I talked to, who is an accountant recently hired. And they've hired a lot of people. I mean, they've hired some people anyway, with apparently, I would suspect, the money they've got recently from different sources that you've talked about in the past.
Yeah, on the Santa Cruz Gives donation platform, they claim something like 54 employees.
Somebody told me 48, but, you know, I'll buy that. So
continue.
Well, you spoke quite candidly, and you know, you're usually, you know, you often speak out about, you know, your frustration and, you know, about some of the real facts about this. You've done so repeatedly on this show, whether it's about activists and their behavior, or about so-called social service providers or politicians and their behavior. Did you learn anything at this, either the CATCH, the Community Advisory Homeless Assistance Committee set up by City Council, which met on Tuesday, and the... Now, at this point, my conversation with Brent was abruptly cut off by a power failure, but luckily I was able to transfer my discussion to another phone and another recorder, and I got the following, which I'm going to play for you in its totality. It's going to take up a substantial part of the show, but I think it's interesting. Brent talks about the Tuesday CATCH, Community Advisory Homelessness Assistance, or the Homeless Advisory Committee at the Santa Cruz City Council set up. They had a meeting at the Vets Hall involving a listening session for an hour and a half, and then their usual meeting, City Council itself, Santa Cruz City Council, the decision-making body, has left for the winter with essentially no winter shelter and no action to do address really instituting the Martin versus Boise protections for homeless folks outside so that they will not be harassed from under their tents or under a parking in the parking garage where they happen to be, or in a park or in the Poganip, wherever they're hiding out. Because they can't be harassed in theory and to some extent in practice under the camping laws, because that was ruled unconstitutional by the Ninth Circuit Court, and that decision was when it was appealed by the cities eager to reinstitute their anti-homeless camping laws, that was rejected by the Supreme Court in this case. I think partially on technical grounds that the law, which was being appealed, was not being enforced anyway, so the whole issue was moot, and the court took the opportunity to duck the issue. But that's probably not because they're sympathetic to poor people outside trying to survive, but rather because they also had a case at the same time involving avoiding overturning a law that allowed greater concealed carry permits for weapons, which was struck down, I think, by a lower court, and they didn't want to. And then the city simply said it wasn't enforcing the law, and so the court said we don't have to examine it because we don't want to examine that because we, and this is my speculation, support concealed carry stuff. We don't want to make a ruling on this issue if we don't have to, because it's, and we made that ruling that we want the concealed carry, since they're not going to be enforcing the law that limits concealed carry, then we don't have to overturn it. And the same is true if they wanted to be consistent with the Martin versus Boise decision, which said to say if they're not enforcing the law against campers, I guess to be consistent, we have to say we're not going to review that one either. And that means that Martin versus Boise stands as a decision supposedly binding on the Santa Cruz Police Department, the sheriffs, the UCSC police, and I think inferentially on agencies that are hired by the government, our local government, like the First Alarm Security and other little security thugs, as I like to call them. Which means you don't cite someone without having a shelter to offer them. And since the city doesn't have that, and probably won't in the near future, they seem to have no interest. They don't mind scooping up the money for shelters, but they sure as hell don't want to provide them. And when homeless people try to provide those shelters for themselves, they, of course, go after them and destroy them, as they did most recently with Camp Phoenix. So the Catch Committee was spending a lot of its time looking over the camping ban law and changes in the camping ban law, which I've pointed out time and time again on this show, that is irrelevant because the camping law isn't being used by the city. Instead, they're using trespass, no trespass on public property, closed area, public nuisance, a whole series of other ordinances that the Catch and, more important, the city council need to weigh in on to say don't enforce these ordinances unless there's some severe public health or safety situation. Make these the lowest enforcement priority, at least. And no such resolution reached city council, was put on the agenda by then-Mayor Watkins. No emergency or no special session was slated over the Christmas holiday, so that there's going to be no council meeting until the second Tuesday in January. And the Catch had nothing to say about this. In any case, I'm going to play the rest of this interview with Brent Adams after this brief musical break. So this song is called On Wall Street, and it's So Please Give, a parody of On the Street Where You Live, Lerner and Lau tune from My Fair Lady. Here's the lyrics that Don Carone, I think his name is, or the parody project has created. And they run like this. I've often begged on this street before, but I've never had my bypassers kick my feet before. I own none of them shares of IBM. I am poor on Wall Street, so please give. Do they have a heart in this part of town? Do they only care for millionaires of great renown? My dad fought in Nam, and I fought Saddam. Now I'm poor on Wall Street, so please give. And oh, that sickening feeling, not to know if I'll eat tonight. I refuse to resort to stealing, but if you have a candy bar to spare, I'll bite. People stop and stare, they don't really see. They prefer to wave their flags, pretending they are free. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can just have one hot meal, so I'll live. And it would go like this, the final verse. Am I better off than the ones shot down? Did we only fight for billionaires of great renown? We fought in those wars. Something they ignore. Now I'm poor on Wall Street. So please give. Let's see if the Poverty Project does it a little better.
I have often begged on this street before, but I've never had bypassers kiss my feet before. I own none of them shares of IBM. I am poor on Wall Street, so please give. Do they have a heart in this part of town? They only care for millionaires of great renown. My dad fought in Nam, and I fought Saddam. Now I'm poor on Wall Street, so please give. And oh, that sickening feeling, not to know. I refuse you have a penny more to spare or buy, people stop and stare, they don't really see. They prefer to wave their flags pretending they are free. Let the time go by, I don't care if I can just have one hot meal, so I will.
I solemnly swear that I was born in dread. The Constitution of the United States, against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Am I better off than the one shot down? If we only fight for billionaires of great renown, we fought in those wars, something they ignored. Now I'm
definitely hitting the high notes better than I am today. Check it out, though, if you want to see the video which accompanies the audio. It's pretty good. On Wall Street, so please give. And here's some more of Brent Adams.